Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Dee. How may I help you?
Hey Dee, I checked my banking account. Almost $60 was taken out. What is this for? I'm not familiar with this. What type of site is this or?
Okay, let me look into the charge for you. Can I start off by getting your zip code, please?
Yeah, 21214. But I'm asking, what type of company is this? Maybe.
We are a third party call center.
I mean, for what? I mean,
that's what I'm looking into to see exactly what it was that you were charged for. We service several products. What was the zip code again? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
21214.
And your first and last name?
Hassan Berry.
Okay, for security purposes, can you confirm your shipping address?
2119 Wallside Avenue.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, do you recall back in 2021 purchasing a Wi-Fi booster?
What? No.
You do not?
No. Wi-Fi booster?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. I see here where back in November, on the 29th of 2021, you charged $7.45 for the shipping and handling of the Wi-Fi booster. For completing a survey, and I see here where you were charged since then, $49.97, $67.32, and $56.95. You do not recall authorizing any of these charges?
No.
Okay. Well, is there anyone in your household who could have placed this order without your knowledge?
No, I'm the only one here, ma'am, and I just purchased this home.
Okay. Well, we can go ahead and get this account canceled, and I'll get you transferred to the fraud department so that they can begin an investigation to see who used your credit card without authorization.
All right, thank you.
Give me one moment, please. Okay. I do want to make you aware that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who used this card without your permission. So before I proceed, I do just I want to make sure that you don't recall authorizing the shipping and handling charge of the $7.45 for the Wi-Fi booster to be shipped out to you, correct?
What was the name of the Wi-Fi booster? I'm just... Was it a Netgear or something?
Let me see. It only shows Wi-Fi booster on my end. Let me get a website. Okay, do you recall going on a website, trendydiscountgoods.com, to purchase the Wi-Fi booster?
For $7, yeah, but what about this other money that's coming up?
Okay, so you do recall authorizing the shipping and handling charge of $7.45, right?
Well, I'm not saying I do, but I had ordered something for $7.
I'm sorry, the phone
yeah.
is breaking out. I cannot hear anything you're saying.
I think that for $7 I ordered something a while back, yes.
Okay, so I see you did a survey when I viewed your account. And you paid the shipping and handling another $7.45 for the Wi-Fi booster to be shipped out to you. The Wi-Fi booster was a welcoming gift for joining our Factory Direct Savings Club. And every month you charge $56.95. And in return, you will receive a $125 gift card to be used at our Best Consumer Gadget Club.
I don't know nothing about that. Only thing I mean is that I was something in a Wi-Fi booth and I paid I didn't know I was going to get charged monthly or this money was going to come out a year later, I mean, a couple months later.
Okay, we've already got the account canceled for you to where you would no longer receive any future charges.
All right, so how about the money you took out of my account, $57?
The who?
The money that was out of my account. My bank's money was taken out of my account, $57.
Okay, we can offer you a 35% refund for the $56.95.
So what is that, ma'am? I mean, what is that in dollar amount?
Oh, 35% of $56.95 is $19.93.
That's not fair, man.
Okay. The absolute best that we can do is a 50% refund, which is $28.48.
Man, can I speak to
I can definitely assure you we're more than capable of handling this account for you. I can definitely assure you that I'm more than capable of handling this account for you.
No, it's not that, man. It's not, no disrespect to you.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's just, I just checked my account. You know, this is not right. I wasn't told that I had to pay. That's what I know. I paid $7 for the number. That was it. So you said a couple months later, I checked my bank statement. It's $57 taken out.
Yes, sir, but we can issue you a 50% refund, which is $28.48.
Man, can I get a full refund?
The absolute best that we can do for you is 50%.
Man, can I speak with somebody?
I completely understand your frustration, but we do all follow the same protocol.
I mean, I'm just asking, man. Yes or no? I mean.
Okay. Yes, sir. Let me get you transferred. One moment, please. Okay, I'm going to notate your account, then I'll get you transferred over. One moment, please.
Thank you.
Alrighty, I got the account notated, I got the account canceled, and I'm going to get you transferred over to the supervisor.
Thank you.
No problem. Hold one moment on the line, please.